SBS Radio.
My research focuses on researching the knowledge journey practices of Indigenous elders to the younger generation. It is focused on community-based participatory research where participants, they're involved in the process. They're not categorized as a subject or a number, but they're part of the research. They are active in the research. So anything that they written, they have to check it every time. Yeah. And make sure that everything is written correctly and it's right, and they approve it.
What's the objective?
So at the moment, I only have 13 participants that's part of the research. By the time I finish my thesis, I'll be able to recruit more participants to be part in the research.
Yeah.
And also be able to access a few elders that still hold the knowledge, and be able to record their stories.
What particular characteristics did you find about the way knowledge is transmitted in Aboriginal communities?
Quite dominant on weaving. My research is focused on trying to understand how the weaving is quite important to the community and how weaving is used to transfer knowledge to the younger generation, not just the younger generation as well, across diverse culture and community.
Yeah.
That weaving seems to be the dominant knowledge tools storytellers used.
When they're weaving, it's not just about weaving as an activity of creating objects. It's also part of a knowledge sharing and knowledge gathering process.
Yes, it is. Weaving is used as a gathering tools to share knowledge, to interact, social interactions as well. It's part of that one. And connection.
You've managed to develop a unique research model that recognizes and captures the complexity of the relationships with the Ngarrindjeri Aboriginal community and all that. Tell us about this research model that you've developed.
Initially, it wasn't designed that way. It was one of the participants that suggested describe how their knowledge, how they understand their knowledge.
Yeah.
So when I created the sample of that model, I showed it to one of the participants, and he said, "Oh, it's like a landscape." So my understanding for them that their knowledge, they understand their knowledge as landscape, that it is connected to the land. The land is part of their knowledge as well. They understand their knowledge that it is connected. It's not separate from the land.
You work with a particular group and a particular person, Auntie Ellen. Tell us how the collaboration started and how they got involved and instrumental in the success of this research.
I work with particular community in South Australia, which is the Ngarrindjeri community. Not the whole Ngarrindjeri country, but it's only one family that I work with. I've been working with them for 20 years. This is my 21 years working with them. So the relationship and the respect, of course, and the trust that's really built into the research.
Yeah.
That's why I'm successful of working with them, not just as a friend or a researcher as well.
Yeah.
I'm working alongside with the elders. I'm part of the projects that they have in there. I'm not just researching as in my thesis, but I'm working with them in different projects as well. Auntie Aileen and I, Auntie Aileen is one of the elders that I work closely. 15 years ago, we co-founded a group, Ngarrindjeri Eco Art Co-op. We co-founded it together. So we work under that umbrella. We work together to create different projects that focuses on weaving. So we exhibit works alongside with the children. So we work in during school holidays. We work with the children and do weaving projects. So those projects outcome, we exhibit it along with the children.
I hear many other researchers have tried to work with the different communities with very little success. Why did they fail?
I think because they only focus on research. They only focus on their own research. They don't stay there longer.
Yeah.
I think if we work with the indigenous community, you have to understand that researching with the indigenous community takes time.
Yeah.
And you have to build that trust and respect with them as well. Not just about just doing your research and go in there and just record their stories and never come back.
Yeah.
I think that's always the issue. Is most of the research is that connection. You have to create that connection and relationship with the community. You can't just go there as doing a helicopter research, where once you finish your research, you just forget about them.
Yeah.
You have to go back there and build that relationship.
And you also use video. Tell us about how you use audiovisual knowledge capturing and knowledge sharing. Tell us about how you use video in your research.
I use the video ethnography as a tool to record their stories collectively. What I mean is that the video ethnography records everything. Whereas if I'm doing an individual interview or a focus group, I'm only recording certain specific words that I want to answer my question.
Yeah.
Whereas the video ethnography, you record everything. You record their expressions, the mannerisms, the behaviors, on how the knowledge, the knowledge. So it records everything. And at the same time, having that video,
yeah.
It gave the storyteller a voice.
Yeah.
And it gave them a sense of belonging on the research.
Yeah.
It gave them ownership on the stories they're sharing.
Yeah.
So that's why I use the video ethnography, because it's quite powerful of doing that way, of keeping the integrity of the stories.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the conversation that's important that I may have missed?
Working with some indigenous community, it takes time. You have to build that relationship with them, and you have to work alongside with them, not just doing a helicopter research, as I said before. And also, you have to create that long-term relationship. My research is not just about writing and 80,000 words. I'm writing a thesis that can be useful for the indigenous community, especially for the community that I'm working with. So I wanted the thesis that can be used, they'll be able to understand. So that's why I'm really specific of the words that I have. My thesis get checked with the cultural mentors. Every chapter, the cultural mentors will check it, making sure that I write the way that they wanted it and they understand my thesis.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.